Let's see. Oh, Brad, you should start also.
Okay.
You got the start and the finish on this one.
I started and the finish?
Yeah.
And where do I go?
You say, yes, Brad came down from Lovettsville. What's it like there?
All right, got it. All right, so whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we want to thank Brad for coming down from his town to record this week.
Yes, Brad, thanks.
I screwed that up.
Hang on.
You can thank him also.
Yes, Brad came down from Lovettsville. What's it like there?
It stinks. I'm always drunk, but we love big.
There it is. It'll make sense later.
I could have said, we're always drunk.
Yeah. You're always, it stinks. You're always drunk. No one else is, but we love big.
All right, it's Friday.
It's Friday. We made it.
Friday.
How are you holding up? Doing all right?
Doing okay.
Okay, good. It's been an emotional week. Emotional roller coaster, I feel like.
I know. You guys are
highs and lows.
I'm drained.
Some stuff I didn't think would ever be said on this podcast has been said. Some truths have been revealed. I feel like real truths have been revealed at this point. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't get truer.
Yeah.
No truer. No.
It's very true. So kind of the you know, to cap all this off,
yes,
all this hop-along talk and all this
hop-along.
Francis Quinlan talk.
Yeah.
Let's chat a little bit, Brad. We went down to Charlottesville.
Can I set up the show real quick?
Yeah, let's do that. Always forget that.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yes, it is.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Bradford Mailer.
It is a podcast of music conversation.
That's what it
is. If you've never listened before.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're coming in at this point,
you might think we're all on acid.
That's right.
This might not be the best episode to start with.
Right.
But anyway, that's where we are. And we're in the basement in the suburbs in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we got going on?
Flies crawling all over us.
All right.
We wanted to sort of just briefly kind of wrap up, you know, have an easy Friday, ease everybody into the weekend with a couple of stories from our visit to Charlottesville.
Yeah, you went down to Charlottesville.
It's about 2-hour ride. And thank you again, Brad, for driving.
I really
appreciate that.
Of course.
But we did it the right
way.
Thank
you for coming.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Well, you know,
yeah, because I missed the show up here. Like,
that's right.
Again,
the
hop-along
show.
Yeah, he sent me the link, and I got it really into it. And then when I finally said, I got to go see these guys, it was the night they played here.
I went to the show at 9:30 Club.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, important that you drive because Patrick has no car.
Right.
Yes,
I know the reason I can't drive.
The car died.
That's right. Yeah. I haven't replaced it yet.
Yeah.
Looking for something with a gun rack in the back window, Jim.
Oh, we got plenty of those out my way.
That's what it is.
Out there in the Western Loudoun, Central Loudoun, where?
Northern, I don't know. What
Northwestern
Loudoun. Bart Loudoun.
Yeah.
All right.
So we hopped in Brad's car on a Saturday. It was perfect timing, right? Hop-Along was playing the first show of their second leg of their tour, which was going to take them all the way out to the West Coast.
Right.
And I guess Charlottesville got lucky. They needed somewhere to start. So they played at the Southern Music Hall.
Southern Music Hall.
Is that right? How would you describe the venue itself? It's pretty small.
It's pretty small. It's in a basement, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah,
it's
a basement bar, and it's really small. It's really, really super intimate. It was like a nice place to see them, I gotta say.
A great place to see them.
You know, I don't know if the audience was all that great. I feel that way about myself anyway. Like, I was
lame.
But, you know, I think a lot of folks came down from Philly and
seemed like it. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it did. It seemed like a perfect venue to start a leg of a tour.
Yeah.
And
low-key warm-up gig. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was great.
It was really good. And we went down. We did it the right way. Thanks to Brad, we got a place to stay down there. And we went down and had dinner. We had some tacos.
We did.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Had a couple beers. And we saw Thin Lips, the opener, who were really, really
they were
good.
Really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thoroughly enjoyed them.
To be
And then, of course, MJ got upset with me because after I said, hey, I went down with Brad to Charlottesville, and you know, MJ's in Richmond.
Right.
I look over, MJ has pulled out of her a bag of Thin Lips t-shirt.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I'm really into Thin Lips, and Hop Along, why didn't you tell me? I would have, you know, come over.
Oh, we were cruel.
So, yeah, so that was a bummer. And so then, you know, we hung out, had a beer, and Hop Along came on and played just an awesome set, I thought.
I mean, it's great.
Frances is so intense, and to see her right up there so close was really great.
Yeah, it was really great.
Yeah, the way she sings with that big acoustic guitar, and know, she kind of looks, you know, skyward with every lyric, and she's really into it, like really, really driving. And I was right in front of Joe Reinhardt, and it was really cool to watch him play the guitar and see all those effects that he does on this album after listening to it and then see him reproduce them all.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Yeah, the venue was really great because it was so small and intimate. Yeah.
And so let me just interject here about venue sizes.
Okay.
I want to just say this because I just had this conversation with our friend Adam Koop, who lives in Louisville, the other day. Hop Along, when they played in Louisville on the first leg of the tour,
right,
played this place called Zanzibar.
Okay.
Zanzibar, apparently their capacity is about 400.
Okay.
So I saw them at 930 Club,
right,
which capacity is about 1,200.
That's right.
Right. And
with a balcony.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, being in D.C. and seeing bands in D.C., you kind of get a bit of a warped perspective on these bands, because it's a big city. You know, naturally, they're going to have more fans in the bigger cities. Right. But I would love to be in a mid-sized city like you guys are talking about and be able to, you know, see them in like smaller venues.
It
right.
It was because a really cool experience that sense, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually worried that, you know, maybe the kids weren't in school and like there weren't going to be enough people.
Nobody
but, you know,
there.
People came out. It's just, it just wasn't packed to the gills.
Yeah.
And you could definitely, you know, we got the spots we wanted, as it were.
We were very close.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And there was, you know, they played pretty much everything you would want to hear off Bark Your Head Off Dog, the Suburbs, the album about one of the Rock and the Suburbs hosts, or perhaps both of them, themed album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, it was really cool. And, you know, after the show, Frances came out to the merch table and we went up and had a little chat with them. And
Patty talked to her, right?
Well, I went up and said hello, and she remembered me right away and, you know, said that, hey, I haven't seen you since we went out for Thai food that time.
Yeah.
And that was cool. And then
I didn't even really hear what they were saying.
Yeah.
The whole time,
but it was weird though, because she was just kind of standing there for a few minutes before I approached her. And then I noticed kind of out of the corner of my eye behind me, a line was forming behind me to like talk to her. People were like, oh, you can actually speak to her. Like, she's cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, I pretty much said, hey, okay, well, it's great to see you. We, you know, let's get in touch again and, you know, have you on the show. And then she asked before she, you know, said goodbye to us, she once again asked your name. It's almost like she wanted to remember your name. There was something about him.
Yeah, that meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Because I said, hey, it's my friend Brad. And she, you know, shook hands. But then before we left, she said, and your name again was? So she must have known you were working on something in your brain.
She knew. I had a theory.
That's right. Yeah, and so it was great. And then, you know, we went out and grabbed another beer because it was getting... Oh, that was the only... Now, we don't want to bust on a venue, but there was one problem. Like, Jim, what kind of rock and roll venue, as soon as the band ends, they'd stop selling beer?
Yeah.
As soon as the show was over,
they
that
want
minute...
You to go.
They started closing taps.
That's almost like going to a sporting event where they cut it off in the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah. Right. Last call, right.
That's
and it's
right.
like, what, the game's not even over
That
yet.
Truly right. was disappointing because, I mean, you know, I would have liked nothing more than to kind of hang out there and have some beers and then,
just watch,
you know,
them kind of breaking down and all that.
And if they had a little more time to talk, you know, we didn't want to be hogging all the time or whatever, but...
But luckily, it was right on the downtown mall, so we just went up the street there and went into a place and got a beer and just sort of sat out and talked. And then we were going to wander back and just see if they were loading out or, you know, if we might be able to chat with them a little bit more. But we realized, hey, it's like quarter of midnight. Like, if this could be it for last call. So we noticed a sign on the window of the bar we were at that said ABC off. So I went inside and I said, hey, about your ABC off, could I get a couple beers to go? And they said, well, the only thing we sell to go is a 12-pack of PBR. I said, that's it?
And why do you have a problem with that?
Well, I said, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll
and
go with that.
She looked and said, well, actually, I don't have 12 PBRs, but I'll fill it up with 12 random beers.
Oh,
and
wow.
Some PBR. How about
even
that?
Even better.
And I said, okay, sure. And
so we had a surprise 12-pack.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, surprise 12-pack, put a piece of duct tape over the top of it. And we went back to walk back to our place we were staying, and there was Hopalong. They were loading out in front of the venue. So we went up and said hi to Mark and told him about our mystery 12-pack. He looked at us like, enjoy that, guys. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun for you. And,
Yeah, that was great. I'm glad I got to meet Mark at that point.
Yeah, it was very cool. He was a great
guy. And I actually got to compliment him on the show, whereas I don't think I got a word. Like,
you were a little.
Like, I don't think any words came to mind.
Yeah, no, I don't remember a whole lot coming out. Yeah.
You know.
They're good people.
Yeah. Good people. And then as we were walking back to where we were staying, you know, just these two guys, random guys, kind of wandering down the
street. Stumbling down the street.
Holding a 12-pack of PBR. There goes Hopalong's van right by us. So I'm sure they were like, look at those two losers. Yeah. We're going off to talk about theories.
Yeah.
Deep into the night.
Yeah.
It stinks.
That was the other great thing.
Can you do the quote?
Yeah. During the show, somebody yelled out, Philly! And Joe Reinhardt says, yeah, it stinks.
I thought it was Mark.
Oh, it was Mark. Maybe it was Mark. Said, yeah, talking about Philly, it stinks. We're always drunk, but we love big. That's how he described Philly.
Okay.
It was fun.
That's what happened. It was a fun time.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a really good time. So thanks again, Brad. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Glad we all went on this Hopalong journey together.
Well, we didn't all.
No, that's right. I noticed
somebody didn't get an invite.
Yeah. You were there.
Both Jim and MJ are pissed.
That sucks. We should have
next
thought
time,
about
right?
That.
I think you were going to a show that night, though. I think you were going to the Arctic Monkeys or something.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That
was
night.
It the Arctic Monkeys
so.
Night?
Yeah, I think
could
it was.
Be. I probably would have rather been at the Hopalong show, to be honest with you.
Probably.
That was not a great experience, right. But that's for another time. All right.
Well, we've got a lot to digest from this week.
Yes.
We've got a whole theory.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Oh,
like,
thank you,
I hope it didn't cancel your license or whatever it is.
Me too. With the FCC.
Yes.
Now, Jim, we have to plot
right
what
here
album.
On the wall.
I also
I have it framed. I have to keep it displayed
license.
In case anybody, you know, the inspector comes around.
It's like an elevator ticket. Has to be displayed at all times.
That's right.
Well, if all anyone out there has any theories about Brad's theory.
Or just probably theories that are better.
Or other theories.
And not so.
I don't know if any will be better, actually. I kind of feel like that's a really good theory.
All right. So, Brad, if we keep the show going, are you going to come back sometime?
I'd love to come back.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I love music.
Yes.
And I love to talk.
And we already talked about how you're going to start going to some shows with us, right?
I hope so.
I think we got a couple
away from Lovettsville.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother you?
It's a trek.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's planning more than anything else.
I can take the Mark train.
It's more about going with me.
Because then I'd have to leave
than
early.
With Patrick. Yeah, Patrick right. doesn't go to a lot of shows.
Oh, really?
Will I be in free? No, it was rare. That's one of the few shows that I've actually gone to in a long, long time.
Nice.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
But if you want to go, I go to a lot of shows.
Jim goes all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely like to go see both Waxahachie and Swearin coming up.
For sure. So. Very good.
We got to make that
happen. I think we would, too. All right.
Well, if we get Allison, we'll invite you along. So
that'd be great.
That'd be
fun. Oh, yeah. That's a good
idea. That'd be really fun.
Maybe not if she listens to this.
I know. I'm going to be getting hate mail from all of them.
All right.
Even Allison. Allison's going to be like, my sister is pissed.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
We better.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Bradford.
Thank
for joining
you guys.
Us.
Mr. Braddy.
This is
what's
Rocket.
Your...
This is Rockin' the Suburbs. You should listen frequently.
Every day. Single day.
You can find us on all the big podcast platforms. We don't need to get into all that. You can email us, rocketsuburbspod.com. You can call us, which we like even better, 612-440-1984.
Feel free to do that, Brad, if you have any thoughts or theories.
Okay.
Just call us up.
Late night calls.
I'll leave like a half an hour
favorites.
Message.
Yeah.
It's been done.
We have a guy who does that. Mm-hmm. Then you can also find us on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. And what else? Anything else? Oh, rate and review the show.
Oh, that would be very helpful.
We need that. We need that to happen. Please go on.
It's been too infrequent.
iTunes, rate and review the show. We need that. Seriously, people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linhan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Brad Vermaelen.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Well, just put walking in the wrong direction. Louisiana, my deserted road. Always led straight back into you.
That stack almost fell on us on the way down.
it's getting a hazard. When the inspector comes by, we're going to get dinged for that.